Well, it doesn't exactly work that way. You know, we have an inspector general for the executive branch of government. I supported that law. And we have the executive inspector general who's I've appointed. His name is Ricardo Mesa. He's done a very good job. And he does his job. And so the legislature itself also has an inspector general and someone who I have a high deal of regard for is it's Judge Thomas Homer. He's now retired as a judge, but he served as a legislator. He was also a judge, and he also was in our military. And now he has been appointed the legislative inspector general. Now, the events that have occurred with respect to voting in the House, although they're disturbing to hear of anything where the member, him or herself, is not voting their own switch, but some staff member is or some other member who wasn't elected from that district is actually voting the switch of a colleague, that is a serious matter that under the rules of the House is not proper, not appropriate. It's violative of the rules. So I think if you read the law of our state, that is a duty of the legislative inspector general upon reading or hearing about such matter to look into it and investigate it. And I think this is a very healthy thing to do because the people of Illinois, I think back home, if they heard that their legislator was letting some staff member vote their switch or somebody next door to them who wasn't elected by the people back home, this is not right. And the legislators know this. And I think any wrongdoing there, any monkey business, needs to be investigated by the proper authority set up by law. That's the legislative inspector general.
Now, do you have to file that request with the inspector general, or can you launch an inquiry on his
own? Well, if you read the law, upon receipt of information of any possible wrongdoing, then the inspector general is commissioned by law to investigate. And it is a confidential investigation as he carries out his work. And I think this is, you know, necessary. The law is the law. We abide by it with respect to, you know, say, procurement. Our state, we passed a procurement reform law, very technical, very complicated. And, you know, we have to abide by that in the executive branch. And so the legislative branch, if it has rules, and they do, they adopt rules about how people can behave with respect to voting. If the rules are broken in any way, then somebody ought to look into it. And I think that's the Inspector General of the legislature.
Do you think that the trailer would have passed if all the members were there?
I have no idea. You know, that's hypothetical. You know, part of the reason we have procedure, due process, and rules in America, in the federal Congress, where no one can touch the member's voting switch except the member. This is very, very important in our federal Congress and the House and Senate of the United States of America. I think anybody who goes through our U.S. Capitol knows how important it is that the members who are elected are the only ones who can vote their constituency. The idea that some outsider can come along and flick the switch of a member would be highly improper. In Washington, D.C., and it should be highly improper in any capital in America.
Do you plan to sign the trailer bill, given the reforms it
makes? I have not seen that. I heard that they had a motion to reconsider. I don't know if that's true or not, but they can, you know, I hope they're not going to be like the gambling enthusiasts who passed a bill on May 31st and thought so highly of it, they've put it in their pocket for the last 4.5 months. You know, sometimes that does happen. It is kind of a disturbing trend that their motions to reconsider starting to interfere with the proper function, according to the Constitution, of our legislative and executive branches of government when they look at laws.
Now,